Superintendent, good morning. Welcome to the program. Now, what is it that's happened lately that's alarmed you regarding the alarming rate of suicides?
Yeah, look, it's. I'd like to make it quite clear from the outset, Stan, that mental health and suicide are two completely distinct and separate issues. Not everyone that suicides has a mental illness. So focusing on the suicide rate, since June 2009, we're averaging one member of our community suiciding. Now, if that was to be occurring on our roads with a fatality every 7 weeks, our community would be up in arms wanting to know what we're doing. And I see it should be no different for the rate of suicide. And at the end of the day, it's not just an issue for the police. It's a responsibility for the whole community to come together and address, firstly acknowledge there is an issue, which there definitely is, and then work towards developing preventative programs so that we're not having people suiciding.
Certainly your officers are in the frontline troops when a suicide does happen. But what is the impact on your services?
Well, it's not so much the impact on our services. Mental health certainly does, but suicide, it has a rippling effect across the wider community. You know, the immediate family, those that come across the body, other emergency services, whether it's AMBOs, SES, CFS, if it's searching for somebody and they find the person deceased. Then you've got, if it's a teenager, it could be a sporting community, it could be a school community that is also affected. So it does have a significant rippling effect.
So what does a police officer do, Trevor, when someone would ring, say, 000, and they do ask to be put through the... I know they've got a choice, but under a bit of stress and strain, they could say that the police... What happens when a police officer receives a suicide call or a call from someone that says, I'm going to do it?
Well, that becomes a priority for us, and the person receiving the call will certainly keep that person on the line and calm them down and inform them of what services are available. At the same time, we would certainly be having other police responding to the location, particularly with the technology phones these days. We're able to identify where 000 phone calls originate from.
And the statistics are showing a rise in the number of suicides?
Look, that's hard to say, Stan. I don't think we keep accurate statistics, particularly given that some matters might not be determined to be a suicide until 2-3 years later after the coronial inquest process. But I've actually did notice an increase back in 2009, so since then I've been keeping statistics. Probably alarmingly, we're seeing in our community a trend towards elderly males suiciding. Our last male was a 23-year-old, but the four before that were 58, 61, 61 and 70.
I'm saying how many, but I don't expect a definitive answer to this, but how many cases of suicide actually are discovered as suicide later when initially it may have just been a traffic accident or a crash or...
Yes, look, I don't have those statistics available, Stan, but... all I do have available is the ones that are happening in our community.
Yeah. Okay, so the whole point of you raising this, really, Superintendent, is to raise awareness of the fact that our mental health services are not sufficient to cover this?
No, mental health side of things, there's a memorandum of understanding between SAPOL, South Australian Ambulance, Royal Flying Doctor Service, and... health, with a benchmark of 30 minutes from when one of my members or an ambulance person presents a client to the accident and emergency centre, that they will be assessed within 30 minutes. Now, in the last 3 years, only approximately 24-25% of those benchmarks are being met, which in reality means my members are therefore having to remain at the hospital for longer periods of time. And whilst they're doing that, they're not available to provide a service to the broader community.
So the officer has to really stay with that person until they have been admitted or something has happened?
Yeah, that's correct. And, to only have 24-25% of the benchmarks met is disappointing. However, we do work closely with all the stakeholders. We do have a mental health local liaison group meeting. We meet every 2 months to discuss and resolve and endeavour to resolve issues at a local level. We are hopeful with a few things in the pipeline that this may improve significantly. at the moment through that Mental Health Local Liaison Group Committee and stakeholders. We're looking at improving, reducing that time where care and control of that particular person will be handed over to hospital staff at an earlier stage.
An earlier stage, yes. So just finally, you would welcome the expansion of services at Mount Gambier Hospital?
Oh, definitely. And I think the broader community should also welcome it.
Thank you for your time this morning.
You're welcome. Bye.
Superintendent of Police in the Limestone Coast, Trevor Twilley.